So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
Leadership, experience, and opportunity. That's what LEO stands for. And I'm sure you've heard me talk about the LEOs in the past. As you all know, I'm part of, I actually am the president again, of the Joppatown Lions Club, and we have our own LEO Club. The LEOs are kids from the ages of 12 to 18. Now, Lions International, just to give you an idea on how big LEOs are, there's over 7,200 clubs, over 130,000 LEOs in over 150 countries. And just last year, they have done over 20,000 projects. Here in Harford County, there's a new LEO club, and I had the opportunity to sit down and speak with three of the members of this club. Stay tuned. Now, I want to talk to you all about HarfordCountyLiving.com. Of course, the podcast, that came afterwards. But the website, HarfordCountyLiving.com, I started that back in 2012. And to this day, all I do is feature good, positive news, nothing negative. Good positive news, I feature businesses, restaurants, artists, musicians, nonprofits, photos, book of the month. This is all stuff to promote Harford County. And I can do it because of my sponsors, Freedom Federal Credit Union, Tar Heel Construction Group, Harford County Health Department, Green Machine Lawns, Town Grill and Pub, WHFC 91.1 FM, Route 24 Ale House, the Joppatown Lions Club, Found in Faith Ministries, Great Escapes Harford, and your pet au pair. It's because of them that I can keep this going. But I need more. And it works. The click-through ratio that these sponsors are getting is above the average. Plus, of course, the podcast sponsorship. There are so many things that go into these sponsorship packages that I put together. And your business can actually reach more people for less. We are growing like crazy. We have over 16,000 social media followers. We are local, right here in Harford County, actually out of Joppa. So, and everybody follows it. Millions of hits each month to the website. If you want to learn more, just contact me, rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com or 443-982-0250. And if you're feeling the struggles because of this coronavirus pandemic, we have special packages put together for you as well. Again, give me a call, 443-982-0250, or email me at rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com, and we'll grow our business together.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Christian Walker from Bel Air. Each week here on the Harford County Living podcast, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to our favorite place, Harford County, Maryland. And you'll learn something new that will leave you wanting more. Without further ado, I'm going to pass it off to your host, your favorite podcaster, professional DJ, entrepreneur, and all-around nice guy, Rich Bennett. Take it away, Rich.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. In the past, you've heard me talk about
the Leo Club. You know, Joppa Town Lions Club has a Leo Club, the Joppa Magnolia Leo Club. And Bel Air started a new Leo Club, I want to say last year or 2 years ago. And if I'm wrong, these guys are going to correct me real quick. But we have the Valentine Leo Club from Bel Air on with us. Drew, Hayden, and Ryan, correct?
Yep.
All right. So I did get it all correct. And Drew is the president, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, when did you... Oh, God, please don't call me sir, man. It makes me feel old. I know, the white beard, whatever. Okay. you guys started, was it last year or 2 years ago?
About like a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay, that's what I thought. And how did it come about starting? Did you guys contact Bel Air Lions Club, or did somebody from Bel Air Lions Club come to you? How did it all start?
So it started with my basketball team making blankets for the Cancer Society back in 2018 or 17.
Really?
2018. And after that, it just grew from there. We started getting many more members and doing monthly projects. After that, I don't know what time it was, but the Lions Club of Bel Air reached out to us asking to partner with us.
Wait, so high school basketball team, or was it
No. It was a middle school basketball team, travel team.
Really?
Yeah.
How many blankets did you guys make?
I forgot. I think we made about like 30 blankets, somewhere around there.
For cancer patients.
Yes.
That is awesome. So, all right. So Bel Air Lions Club came to you.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have a Leo Club, and they explained Leos to you and everything.
Yeah. So it started with my mom going, me and my mom going to these meetings, once a quarter with the Lions Club. And then they invited us.
Okay. I was going to say, did they get your mom to join the club?
No, actually.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay. So how many members you guys have in the Leo Club?
Right now we're at about 750.
What?
Yeah.
750 in the Leo Club?
Yeah.
Get out of here. How in the world did you manage that?
It
started with eight of us, and then when we started growing, and then once we joined when we affiliated with the Lions Club, it helped even more. And really our Facebook page grew. And so it really started all the kids. It was from our basketball team in our middle school. And a couple kids from our basketball team were from other middle schools, so they could draw in kids from their schools. And then it really just happened to be that we would start pulling in kids from every school in the county to like join with us, and everybody's telling everybody to join.
You guys have got to be the biggest. Well, I know you're the biggest Leo Club in the district. I would not be surprised if you were the biggest Leo Club international wise. There's no Lion Club. None of the Lion Clubs around here have that many members. And you have 750?
Yeah, we also have a teen board, which is countywide. All the schools, basically. There's a president, which is me, vice president, secretary. There's two treasurers. And then there's board members. There's also people that design shirts and stuff for us.
Right.
So the board is like 15 people, right? 21 people.
That's pretty good.
And we meet each quarter.
You only meet once a quarter?
Yeah, to talk about future projects, future project ideas, and just organizing the club.
But we communicate every day.
Okay.
Off the board.
Well, I guess with the COVID-19, you guys have been pretty busy as well, right?
Yeah.
Tell everybody what you guys have done for that, because I saw some of the posts with the hospital and everything.
Yeah, so first, starting off with the virus, we donated over like $2,000 worth of food.
$5,000
worth of food and 48 hours to the Harford County schools for kids that could not like afford food at the time.
Wow.
The children who had free and reduced lunch.
Wow.
After that, we gave bags full of like lifesavers and stuff to nurses at Upper Chesapeake.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That was awesome.
We also made a video with about 115 teens showing motivational messages for nursing home patients.
Oh, that is neat.
We gave that to about like 10 nursing homes in the area.
Some volunteer members decided to start writing to people in nursing homes, and they would write back and forth with a particular person.
That is, man. Just hearing from what you guys are doing and the size of the club, I hope other teens are looking at you, because you guys are definitely an inspiration. And I know the members of the Bel Air Lions Club are sitting back going, yeah, can't wait till they age out so they can become a member of the club. They are, aren't they? They've already approached you, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured as much. Now, with the, I don't think they had it this year. Because every year at the Leo Club, they have the, you have the chance to go to the United Nations. Did you go?
I was going to go this past July, right. I think, or June. I forgot when it was, but
yeah, it was during the COVID thing.
Yeah, it was up and it was in California, I'm pretty sure.
California? No, I think you're talking about the forum.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about the forum. United Nations Day they have every year up at, well, the United Nations in New York City. And I know we sent members up, was it last year or 2 years ago? And of course, unfortunately, all they wanted to do was go shopping. That's another story there. But if you ever get a chance to go, hopefully you guys get a chance to go next year, go, because that gives you the opportunity to meet with other members of other Leo clubs throughout the world. And it just, actually, I would say you guys could get some ideas, but no, you could give other Leos some ideas. And speaking of which, have you guys gone and talked to any other clubs or anything or organizations?
We haven't really had much exposure to other Leo clubs.
Okay.
I know there's one in, is it Abingdon?
No, it's Joppatown.
Joppa.
Yeah, that's the one I'm the advisor of.
Okay. And there's one in Darlington, I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully there's still one in Darlington.
But, like, we've worked with other organizations such as, like, Anna's House.
Okay, that's great.
We donated, like, stockings to them every Christmas for the children. Yeah, and we cooked them a Thanksgiving dinner.
Man.
Who else? What other organizations?
We Can Serve.
Harford Family House. We've worked with them a lot. My Sister's Place.
Man.
And the Special Olympics.
Wait a minute, what was that?
The Special Olympics.
Really?
Yeah, we've done like basketball clinics with kids with disabilities.
Oh man, I love it. I used to work with the Special Olympics for years because I had a cousin with Downs. And back then, when I was younger, of course, I didn't have the beard. Yeah, they had huggers, and I don't think they have huggers anymore. But that is, man, to hear that is... that's just awesome, man. That gets me right there in the heart. Have you guys worked with We Can Serve at all?
Have we worked with We Can Serve?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'll reach out to them and have them contact you, because they do a lot with cancer patients. They do a lot with Harford Family House, I believe, Anna's House, foster kids. A lot of it seems like what you're doing. And Grace Caldwell is the young lady that started that and heads that up. But I think she goes to Aberdeen. I'm not sure. Now, so all the members you got through it from schools everywhere in the county.
Yes.
All through Facebook.
Mostly, yeah.
Our board, we're pretty much like recruiters, and like anybody we know, we reach out to them. And but a lot of people see it on Facebook, and that's how they come through.
Now, have, because you know the big thing is raising money. Especially now with you know with the coronavirus, have you guys been taking advantage of Facebook to raise money, or have you been raising money?
We did a trivia night in which it was like a trivia night on a Zoom, and half of the money went to the winner and half of the money came to the club. And then also we're in the process of doing a shoe drive.
Yeah,
yeah. So the company, is it fun2org or something? And so basically they take the shoes that we collect and it goes to benefit entrepreneurs in developing countries. And then we get, based on the weight of all the shoes, we have to have at least 1,000 pairs. Based on the weight of all the shoes, we get a certain amount of money that goes to our future events. And right. as of now, we're over 3,500 shoes. And wow. So we had an original goal of 2,500, but we stretched it up to 5,000 because we already surpassed it.
Holy cow. When do you guys ever find time to play basketball now, though?
I don't play anymore.
Okay.
And the high school season's over.
Well, that's true. But you were busy during then.
Yeah. We would have events after games, and basketball wasn't the great, like the biggest commitment, so we were able to spend plenty of time serving.
That, man, I was going to say, and I know your parents have to be very proud of you guys, because just, I mean, I hear it all the time. You know, whenever I go to a lot of these county meetings and everything, there's nothing for the kids to do. There's nothing for the kids to do. You are proof that there's plenty, you know, for you guys to do and to do something good. Now, you also, if I'm not mistaken, you guys also helped out a friend of mine. And I want to find out how much you did there. You did something with Sleep in Heavenly Peace, didn't you?
Yes. I think that was over a year ago, definitely.
That was one of our first projects.
That was one of the first projects. We helped construct beds for Sleep in Heavenly Peace. It was like a workshop day. Like 15 teens went out and helped make beds.
I was going to say, if 750 of you went, man, that would have been a lot of beds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, with 750, I take it you guys haven't had a meeting to where everybody has been able to get together yet, have you?
No. So there's, so like nine over, like 99% of us are student athletes. So we can't really like, we understand the commitment of everybody and that they can't always make it. So we make it so that all members have to make just a couple events a quarter, and board members obviously have to get to more events.
Right.
But we understand that because we have so many, we don't always need everybody. And so that allows for everybody to make it to their other commitments while we still always have enough for all of our events.
That's a good idea. Not only that, I don't think any of your parents would allow you to have 750 people come to your house for a meeting either.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Unless you have a huge backyard, so.
Yeah.
Now, all right, I'm going to put you guys on the spot here. Because supposedly there's nothing for kids to do. What is your message for the parents out there that say that?
There's Valentine.
There's Valentine. There's a lot of stuff to do.
The community always needs us. And if you think that there's nothing to do, then you got to think again, because that's not fair to the people that aren't as lucky as we are. And you can reach, you can look out there, and there's so many different branches of areas that need help in this, mm-hmm. just in our county. And then you look statewide and nationally and internationally, and there's so many people that need help, our help out there. So there's always something to do.
Now, how does somebody get in touch with you guys if they want to join Volunteer Leo Club?
They can Facebook. Join the Facebook, and all the events are posted there. We're working on a website right now,
okay,
to where people can sign up for events on the website, see what events they have to do.
A much more organized way than Facebook. We're working on a website right now.
So with the events you do on Facebook, do you actually create it as an event?
I'm not sure.
We put up, well, we all come up with it and the description and what's going on. And then we put a post of what it is. And then
with usually a graphic showing like a flyer.
Okay. Go ahead and do this, because when you do the post, it gets lost in the shuffle. Go for your events coming up, create it as an event on your Facebook page, on the Valentin Leo page, and then add Harford County Living as a co-host. And then once I get it, I'll go ahead and accept it. And that's going to go out to, you know, 15,000 other people. And the good thing with that, if you create it as an event, people are constantly getting notified, and it's just, you know, this way more people are seeing it as well. It mm-hmm. doesn't cost you anything. It's basically free marketing, but it's, and it'll also show up on the Harford County Living website, is on their count, on my calendar of events. So that the website alone gets millions of hits a month. So this way, you know, more people are seeing it, and the more you get the word out, obviously the better. So now, as far as other Leo clubs, because I would love for you guys to come down to talk to my Leo club and show them what a difference you make. What's your message to other Leo clubs out there, not just in the county, but everywhere throughout the world?
I feel like younger kids aren't like as motivated, and they don't always see the need of like helping, and they put other things first. Mm-hmm. rather than giving back. And if everybody put this first, or was constantly thinking about ideas and executing ideas, like every day in our board chat, we're talking about an event, what needs to happen, who we need to reach out to. And it's just overall, it's like more, it's just the commitment. Like, do you really want to give back? And that's what like helps us grow and helps us give back to so many people.
Right. Now, has anybody from International Lions Club International contacted you guys yet?
I don't think so.
Really? Because I'm just thinking, with all this stuff that you do, who inputs all your service hours? Who sends all that to International?
I think my mom helps with that a lot.
Okay.
Katie, right?
Katie. Who inputs all the service hours?
It's Katie.
Katie Orico. She just graduated at John Carroll. Okay. She inputs all the service hours. She keeps track of it all.
Okay. I was going to say, because I know you guys, everything you do, you have to be one of the top clubs with the most service hours, which I would think International would contact you guys and maybe even send the International president out to recognize. Because, I mean, what you guys are doing is awesome, man. Like I said, I mean, you're a great inspiration to not just other teens out there, but even adults, because there's I've been in the Lions Club, Droptown Lions Club, for 23 years. You guys have done more in 1.5 years than some Lion clubs have done since their existence. And I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And I got, you know what, I'm going to ask you this, because one of the things you told me when we first started, you said you started off in middle school as a basketball team making blankets for cancer mm-hmm. patients, correct?
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, what made you decide to do that? I mean, did you know somebody that was going through cancer, and that's why you decided to make these blankets?
Not at the time.
Really?
Later, I had someone.
But, okay.
No, it's just we
are always like looking for an opportunity to do things.
And it's really hard to find like opportunities.
It's hard to like go out and find different opportunities, especially for younger kids to do stuff like this. And then
right.
when we figured out that we could create these opportunities on our own, that just like started it all. Like we can do this. We can make the opportunities for others. And that's why we've pretty much started this, so that we could give ourselves and many others the opportunity to, give back.
And everyone needs ours. Okay, so this all started when you guys were in middle school, correct?
Yeah.
So and you did?
We've also come to realize that everybody needs ours when it comes to high school.
Yes.
Yeah.
75, I believe it is.
Yeah, and National Honor Society, if you want to do that.
Colleges.
Yeah.
Another thing, because this is where I give you guys credit, because my daughter just graduated this year, and one of the things, you know, they stress that you have to have 75 community service hours, but some of the stuff you do in the high school, whether it's working concessions or whatever, they consider that community service hours, which to me, you're not getting out into the community.
Mm-mm.
So, I mean, even making announcements in the morning, that they consider that community service hours. What you guys are doing, that is true community service hours. And I know you're 75. I already do that in 1 week. What's that?
I already have my 75 for my school.
I was going to say, I'm sure you got more than enough. Yeah, but what gets me, I mean, you guys started this in middle school. Didn't know anybody that had cancer. You were just looking, and none of you are in scouts or anything, right?
Mm-mm, no.
So you guys just came up with this idea. You wanted to start helping people.
Yep.
I mean, it's rare to find, you know, young people like that, you know, just want to do that. Unless they have to do it for like a scout project or something like that. But no, you guys are just, and you're taking the ball and running with it. And that's awesome, man. I mean, I applaud you guys. And like I said, you're a true inspiration for not just kids, but adults out there. And whatever I can do, however I can get the word out, anything I can do for you guys, let me know. And here's the sad thing. Here's what I hear from a lot of the kids standing in this area. Oh, well, no kids use Facebook. Yeah, it's always Instagram or TikTok. Yeah,
we also have an Instagram account too.
Well, now how many people do you get from Instagram? How many do you get from Facebook?
We get
a lot more on Facebook,
but we have about 200 people on Instagram. I'm pretty sure right now.
We find more success when parents are like urging their kids on, because not all kids like are as motivated as you want them to be and like want to do these things. And knowing like that the parents can, first of all, keep it organized for their kids. And then also for the kids that don't really want to do stuff, like they're still going to do it. And then once they do it, they find out like, wow, this actually feels good to be helping out.
I was just going to say that once the kids get that bug in them and they do it, it opens up their eyes. I mean, every year we grill out for the rotating homeless shelter, and we have some leaders that help us out. And every year it's the same ones that want to do it. They want to help out. They're like, this is great. And they love to sit around with the homeless after we're done and play games with them, whether it be Uno or something like that. Which is great.
So we've served over 11,000 people. We've donated over $26,000 to various local non-for-profits. We have done over 32 service projects. And in total, we have 650 service hours.
And most of the money we donated came from our coin drive. We did a loose change drive, which brought in $11,000.
What?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
So we just got everybody to bring their loose change.
Really?
And after we were finished that, we called in on the Johns Hopkins because we were donating it to Hopkins.
Okay.
We called in on their power hour or whatever it's called, and they triple matched our 11,000.
Wow.
So we ended up donating like 30 grand.
Holy cow. Wow. That's amazing. I'm lucky if I can even raise a dollar. $11,000 with loose change. If you guys ever do that again, let me know because I got a ton of loose change.
All right.
It's like the smaller things at work. Like people, like whenever they go to a drive-thru and they get a couple coins back, it goes to it. And then like now with our shoe drive, it's used shoes and gently worn shoes. It's not about like the bigger things all at once. It's like the smaller things over time.
So what do you guys have like jars or whatever at certain restaurants where they collect the change for you?
We did have that, but most of it was people would come to our house. We bought a bunch of jars. People would come to our house, pick up the jars, take them to their house, take a couple weeks to fill them up and then bring it back.
Wow. That is pretty wild. Where'd you get the jars at? Because I want them jars.
They were just mason jars. I'm pretty sure.
That's amazing. Now, have you guys reached out to any of the restaurants to try to do fundraisers through them?
We have not done that yet.
We were planning on putting shoe boxes definitely shoe boxes in like different restaurants or stores, but with COVID, we didn't want to take any chances.
Now, is that something you guys are going to do each year though?
We could, but there's
a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
And it's a lot of garage space.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. wait a minute. Where's Bel Air Lions Club? Wait a minute. Bel Air doesn't have their own meeting place, do they?
No. We usually meet at the Maryland Golf and Country Club.
That's right. Okay. So how much space do you think you would need for that?
Drew has 1,000 shoes in his garage right now.
Over 1,000.
In boxes?
No, plastic bags.
They sent out like particular bags to fill them in.
Yeah, each bag carries 25 shoes. I'm pretty sure I have like 35 bags around there.
Wow. Okay. If you start running out of space, let me know.
Okay.
God, we could definitely find somewhere to put them, even if it's a warehouse or something. The one good thing, because with us, we have our own clubhouse. So, it's about the size of a garage, maybe a two-car garage, but still there, at least there's some room there. Bel Air Rec Council, don't they have a building up? Maybe not. I was going to say you could check with the local rec council too, one of the parks up there, and see if they could store stuff for you.
Yeah.
There's definitely some people somewhere. I talked to Karen from Sleep in Heavenly Peace. She may know of a place too. Okay. If you start running out of room, we'll find you a place. That's not a problem. So, if you're going to keep doing that every year, let me know. And I'll tell, at least I'll tell my Lions Club to start, and I'll tell everybody down in this area, start saving shoes, collecting shoes. And that way you got a head start for next year, because I know we do that with socks. Our Leo Club collects, new socks, for the homeless. And what we do is every year we give them to We Can Serve so they can go ahead and take it to the homeless. So, guys, thank you. And look, hey, anytime you guys want to come back on, let me know. I'd be more than happy to have you on. And actually, one of the things you might want to consider, even if it's a monthly podcast, something that you guys would do, doing your own podcast, which would get other kids interested. Some of them probably want to come on and talk. You never know. It's worth a shot.
All right.
So, guys, thanks again, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that was a joy having those three young gentlemen on this episode of Hartford County Living with Rich Bennett. Actually, just have to correct some things that were said. And I understand they were nervous. This is the first time they ever did this, and they were nervous talking to me. For those of you that don't know, I am actually the district Leo chairperson. So that means I basically see all the Leo clubs in the district, which I believe there ain't that many. I think there's 10, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, it might be less than that. It might be close to 10. But anyway, their number, they actually have 108 Leos in the club, which is still strong. That's a lot. 108 members. The 750 count, what they were getting from was their Facebook group. They have, I believe it's 750 people in their Facebook group, which is where they get a lot of their members from. This is a great organization. If you have any kids, grandkids, whatever, anywhere between the ages of 12 and 18, you know, this is something great for them to do. You know, contact me if you don't know of any Leo club in your area. Contact me. Email me at rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com, and I will get you whatever information you want. Also, if you would like to sponsor a Leo club, if you want to form one where you're at, contact me as well. We're looking to form new clubs. It doesn't cost anything for these kids to become a member. That's the one great thing about it. These kids can join for free, and they are getting a lot out of it. You heard the numbers I said in the beginning of this, in the intro. Yeah, there's a lot of clubs out there, over 7,200 clubs. And the stuff they do, it's amazing. They do a lot with the Lions. And in case you don't know about Lions, you know, we're one of the largest service organizations out there. Been around for over 100 years. Our motto is We Serve. And with the Leos, where there's a need, there's a Leo. So, again, if you have any questions, if you would like to become a member, reach out to me, rbennett@harfordcountyliving.com. And I want to thank these young gentlemen again. And I hope I can see more of you out there. Join these kids and get a lot of stuff done. If you haven't left a review of the podcast yet, please do so. Whatever platform you're listening to it on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, whichever it is that, if it allows you to leave a review, please leave me a 5-star review. And, of course, I'll be reading your reviews at the end of each episode. But I'm also going to be giving away a gift card at the end of the summer. That's right. If you leave a review, what I'm going to do is pick one of you out of random to get either a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House or a $25 Amazon gift card. I'm sure all of you would want the $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House, but, you know, for those of you living out of state or out of the country, if you're not going to be making it here to visit anytime soon, you know, we can leave you the $25 or send you the $25 gift card from Amazon. Again, all you got to do is leave me a review of the podcast. A 5-star review would be nice. And if you can't leave it on whatever platform you're listening to it on, go to podchaser.com. Again, that's podchaser.com. And just search for Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. And you can leave a review there. And again, like I said, at the end of the summer, I'm going to pick a winner. They're going to get either a $25 gift card to Route 24 Ale House or a $25 gift card to Amazon. Of course, the winner gets to choose.